Hello everyone, this is James Ferrer, and you friends are listening to Playlist, the podcast.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
Yes, the Christmas is just around the corner, and I am very excited to share with you my top songs of the holidays because, you know, I mean, what better way to celebrate the holidays by listening to great music? And, I mean, we do have a lot of great Christmas songs. And I actually questioned myself why I haven't done this. So, I think this is the perfect time since it's the Christmas season, it's the holidays, and everybody is in the mood to hear some great music. So these are just some of my favorite songs on top of mine. And actually, I do listen to when it starts to feel cold and, you know, and it's the burr months, at least in the Philippines. When it's September, the Christmas song actually starts, already starts. So let's run through the best of the best Christmas songs, lyric-wise, melody-wise, song-wise. So, I am excited. Okay, so we all know that All I Want for Christmas is the best. All I Want for Christmas is You is the best Christmas song ever. Period. So, I mean, I don't have to jump on that. So, let's start on with the first song that actually I want to share with you guys. Because I think this is the next best holiday song, I think, for me as a pop fan. So, I know that you know this.
Santa, tell me if you're really there. Don't make me fall in love again if you won't be here next year. Tell me if he really cares, 'cause I can't give it all away if he won't be here next year.
Yes, this is Santa Tell Me by none other than Ariana Grande. Of course, this is a classic already when it was released. I love this. The lyrics goes, Santa tell me if you're really there. Don't make me fall in love again if he won't be here next year. Santa tell me if he really cares, 'cause I can't give it all away if he won't be here next year. So, if you see how it was written, right? It's fun because it's always been a discussion between adults and kids. Like, at what age point do you believe in Santa? So, this is a play on that thought. And if you're really there, Santa, I know that you give gifts. So, just grant me the will, or rather, the knowledge or the wisdom for me not to fall in love again for this person that I'll be meeting if he's not for forever or if it's not gonna be there for next year, right? So, basically, that's a simple thought on Christmas. I mean, as similarly to All I Want for Christmas is You, it's basically, okay, can I have you? But I mean, Santa tell me now if, you know, I have this person, if you give this person to me and he's not there next year, I mean, just don't. I mean, it's basically that. So, I'm just happy on listening to this song because if you can hear the bells, you can hear some of the similar arrangement as to All I Want for Christmas is You. So I love that. And personally, I think I relate to this for this year because there's someone that is there, you know. And personally, my wish is if this person isn't for forever or a temporary one, can you just not have it presented to me this year? I mean, can you just let this person go rather than me expecting this person to stay for so long. So, basically that. And that brings us to the next Christmas pop song that I truly enjoy. And this is none other than by my queen, Britney Spears. This is My Only Wish this year. Alright, so those are some lines of the first verse, but what my favorite is, of course, in any Christmas song is basically the chorus. So let's play that instead. I love it. So it's another, you know, listing of my dream, or rather my wish for the year. So what it says here is, Santa, can you hear me? I have been so good this year, and all I want is one thing. Tell me my true love is near, is all I want just for me underneath my Christmas tree. I'll be waiting here, Santa, that's my only wish this year. So it's the similar themes on the two songs that I've so far discussed. Yeah, and I don't know, it's so good. I mean, listening to this rhythm, I mean, just pa 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 pa. I mean, what a better way to like have a pop song sang on this rhythm, right? And it's just super catchy. And again, it's at the end of the year, or at the end of, you know, all this, it's just, you just want true love. You just want like that love that is real. So if that can be presented and be put on underneath the Christmas tree, that would be amazing. I mean, imagine that person wrapped. But yeah, that's my third one. And just to, I think, clear up, or rather, conclude that theme of Christmas list, my fourth or third song would be My Grown-Up Christmas List. It's a classic, and it the one that I'll be playing with you is by a local artist in the Philippines, Kyla. My favorite, so this is it. Yes, so I mean, I can't stop listening to this because this is such a great song. So again, it's talking to Santa Claus, wishing for, you know, your dreams or wishes for the year. And this is originally by Natalie Cole, such a great singer. I love this song. Ever since when I was young, I've been listening to this, and it's such a perfect one when you basically grow older and you realize like what your priorities are, what are the things that you actually long for real. So those are the first parts of the lyrics. Do you remember me? I sat up on your knee. I wrote to you with childhood fantasies. Well, I'm all grown up now. Can you still help somehow? I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. That's true, right? So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas list. Not for myself, but for our world in need. So again, this puts you into, like, you know, a greater cause. Because as you grow older, you know, you become more less selfish. You become more selfless, rather. And you think of other people. So I love it because the chorus goes, no more lives torn apart. That wars would never start and time would heal our hearts. It's such a great message for Christmas. I mean, it still is a struggle. I mean, even if this song was, you know, released 1999, it still is relevant today. I mean, with the war that the Israel and Palestine has, you know, had for this year, with the tension in the Philippines, West Philippine Sea, against the Chinese, and all the wars that's been going on in Africa and other parts of the world, it still is very relevant and timely. We never have moved on with war, with, you know, with violence, and this song is such a great one. I mean, it's classified as one of, like, the best songs amongst Heal the World and some other songs that has purpose and message in it. And it's such a sad, sad thought. But I mean, personally, it is still a thought I have in mind. It's just for us to heal. It's so hard as an adult to find your footing already in this world, because there's a lot of things that traumatize you. And I really wish that we can move on from the war and just love each other and be at peace. So it's hard, but I love this song. It's such a perfect song to reflect on Christmas, right? So yeah, it's such a heavy topic, but again, there are a lot of things in mind, just not love, I mean, in the world. So yeah, that's my fourth favorite song, and that should bring us to my fifth favorite song, which is by Natalie Cole's dad, Nat King Cole. A very classic song, and this reminds me of, like, the original. I mean, when I'm in the States, it's like the feels of how it feels to be in the cold weather when it's Christmas.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
That's my favorite verse of all time. I mean, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dress up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. It's such a beautifully written verse. I mean, that's the Christmas song. It's basically it. It's how they envision, you know, celebration and being at peace with your family. And just, it feels like a warm hug in a cold season. It's such a great song. And the chorus goes, "And so I'm offering the simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. And although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you." It's such a beautifully written song. Imagine, when you turn 93, that's just the time that you become an adult. So it's such a funny written chorus. But it's such a good song. I mean, I imagine hearing this, or rather, I've experienced hearing this walking by the streets of New York, or rather, like, Canada. All this, like, falling of snow, drinking your hot chocolate, mint hot chocolate with marshmallows on it. It's such a comforting song, and it is what Christmas is. You know, it's about family. I mean, if you really reflect on it, the Christmas is being celebrated because Jesus Christ is born. And I mean, it's a family. It's the reflection of that family, Mary, Joseph. It's finally, like, our Savior has been born, and it's us giving peace, and that reflects also on that Natalie Cole's song. So yeah, I really hope that, you know, during this period in time, we do have that reflection, and we decide to really let go of all the anger of the bad things that we have inside, and just finally just be in love and in peace and in harmony and in balance and in all the great things in life. So yeah, I love this so much. All right, so that brings me to another classic. This is another song that, you know, warms my heart. I recently knew this song because of the Politician by Ben Platt. This is River, but the version that I'll be playing is the High School Musical, the musical, the series version from Olivia Rodrigo, my favorite. The River, which was originated by Joni Mitchell.
Coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Such a beautifully sang song. Beautifully written as well. This was actually released 1971 by Joni Mitchell, the original. So it's coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had the river I could skate away on. So this is such a good one because it's not as common of like the pop ones. This is a folk written song, so that's very bluesy. And the theme of it is basically about like freedom of like being, you know, released. So what it says in genius.com about the song is that the song is about the recent breakup of a romantic relationship, with the singer longing to escape her emotional bonds as they are painful to her, as well as concerning the melancholy which comes with Christmas, which is normally portrayed as a time of family and great happiness. However, for people who cannot connect with their family or other people, it can be melancholic seeing so many happy families together. So that's what I like about Christmas. It's really, again, reflection on what the year has been. And for some, it's a struggle, obviously. And this song is a reflection of that. The chorus goes, "I wish I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby cry." It's, you know, there are, I mean, beautifully written sad Christmas songs also. I mean, especially in the Philippines, we are very, very melancholic and melodramatic. So this fits well on my playlist, my Christmas playlist, because again, it's not always happy. But again, Christmas can always be a time for healing. You know, a reflection on families. If you want to be alone, you can. It's what you think is better for you, you do it. And this song, I want to put it in my list because, again, it's you can celebrate it the way that you want it, right? The life you have, it's yours. And it may be about family, it may be about friends celebrating it together. But if you need the time this Christmas to reflect on and be with yourself alone, it's super much okay. And this is why this song actually is important for me. So, yeah. That brings us to my last song. I would have wanted to put more songs because, you know, Christmas is about giving. So, I want to give more. But, I mean, we have to end at some point. So, one song that I truly like and the only song I have in a Filipino format is this song. It's, I think, the best song for Christmas. And this is Star ng Pasko from the ABS-CBN Music All-Stars. Alright, so that's a lot of intro. This is it. Alright, so the first verse goes, kung kailan pinakamadilim ang mga tala ay mas nagniningning. Gaano man kakapal ang ulap, sa likod nito ay may liwanag. So, such a hopeful song. This is very much inapt to what we're experiencing as Filipinos. So, what it says is that whenever the darkest time, that's where the stars shine brighter, if you get what I mean. So, it's that hope, and that actually is about the life that was promised to us by Jesus, right? He is now born, and we are here together in this life and to reflect on and to reminisce the time that our Savior has been born. And even though we've been through dark times, dark ages, dark eras, it's always gonna bring us there. I mean, December 25 would always be around for us to look into ourselves and, you know, find hope. And what I like about the song, obviously, is the chorus of it. So let's find it. Eto, this one, let's go! Ang nasindi nitong ilaw, walang iba kundi ikaw. Salamat sa liwanag mo, muli magkakakulay ang Pasko. Salamat sa liwanag mo, muli magkakakulay ang Pasko. So this is the best modern Christmas song in the Philippines. And it says, ang nasindi nitong ilaw, walang iba kundi ikaw. Salamat sa liwanag mo, muling magkakakulay ang Pasko. Imagine, I mean, at the end of the year, we're still thankful for everything that has been given to us for the year. It's such a good thought. Because again, we have to be hopeful. At the end of the year, we have to think positive that another year would be better than the past year. So that's what I want to leave you guys, or my listeners, my favorites, that there is hope. There is hope. There is a light that will shine through. And I hope that everybody there that listens or has struggles in life, you'll pass through it. And that you'll have a better tomorrow. And that's my warm hug to everybody. I love you all. This has been a great year for Playlist the Podcast. And I hope that we could still celebrate the holidays next year together. And that we'll be able to love more and be kinder to everyone as we go on with 2024. That's it for me. Again, thank you so much, my listeners. Bye!